WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns, and welcome to Hour 7 of Shutdown 2018.
The government shutdown was 100% avoidable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's blaming Senate Democrats, though five Republican senators also voted against the 11th-hour stopgap bill late last night. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The blame should crash entirely on President Trump's shoulders. This will be called the Trump shutdown.
Senators plan on getting together again this afternoon to try to work out a deal. Until then, the future is uncertain for hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Essential workers like law enforcement, national security staff, and court staff still will work, but they'll only get paid once the shutdown ends.
The last shutdown in 2013 cost the U.S. $24 billion. That was 16 days. This time around, forecasts put the price tag at about $6 billion per week.
Correspondent Christine Romans there. Day one of the shutdown falls on the one-year anniversary of President Trump swearing in. Women across the country are marking it by doing what they did a year ago, marching.
Our strategic goals for 2018 is getting people to the polls in 2018, getting people to vote in 2018.
March organizer Mercy Morganfield says the main women's march event this year is in Las Vegas, thanks to its status as a swing state, though the National Mall will see quite a bit of action today as well. The pro-choice march comes a day after yesterday's March for Life.
They have opposite views. Today's group is fighting for a woman's right to choose. Yesterday, March for Life participants protested abortion. Mary says people who are pro-choice are free to believe what they wish.
But even in that fashion, what they wear, what they say, is very derogatory for women.
Lisa has this message for today's pro-choice marchers.
Get close to Jesus, our Blessed Mother, through her son Jesus, and then she will show them the way and show them what is good and right and true and to do the right thing.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A man accused of filming a teenage girl inside a dressing room at the Fair Oaks Mall has turned himself in. Turns out he's a fire captain with the D.C. Fire Department as well. 50-year-old Rudolph Doring is under arrest. Police say he turned himself in after seeing surveillance photos Fairfax police posted on social media. Police say a 13-year-old girl noticed a cell phone pointed at her from below as she tried on clothes in the fitting room of the Hollister at the mall. D.C. Fire says Doring's been placed on leave. He's been with the department since 2000. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he's planning on continuing his medical practice as a pediatric neurologist on a limited basis. Northam telling WFIR he plans to see some patients every other month or so. He had also continued the practice while serving as a state senator and lieutenant governor. He says he'll keep working with physician assistants and residents, but his time with them will be less than his previous schedule. Amid accusations of favoritism in power restoration, the Puerto Rican government is releasing detailed maps of where power's been restored on the island after Hurricane Maria.
The official state recovery website says Puerto Rico's power authority is generating 92% of its normal power output. Puerto Rico's government released stats at the municipal level. Many of the densely populated areas are near 90% restored. 95% of San Juan has electricity now, but a dozen municipalities have had power restored to fewer than 30% of their customers.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum there. Sports Wizards over Detroit 122-112. The Caps fall to Montreal 3-2. College hoops, St. John's visits Georgetown this afternoon. GW and George Mason both in action as well. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kaelin Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter.
the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At 7:05, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Steve, thank you and good morning. Things looking good so far this morning on the Beltway Inner Loop and Outer Loop. We aren't seeing any delays through Maryland, though. A couple of problems to watch for on Highway 50 westbound at Chesapeake Bay Bridge. All of those lanes are blocked. That's a work zone. 270 southbound, just past Clarksburg Truck Way Station. We've got an accident just coming in. It's off on the right shoulder. Main lanes, though, are moving okay. Dulles Toll Road eastbound in Virginia, just past Sully. That's a work zone that's set up this morning. Construction crews are out doing their thing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny getting into the mid-50s. Today down to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly cloudy, still in the mid-50s. Monday overcast, high near 60. Right now 22 in Chantilly, 26 in Rockville. We're 29 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name!
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Discover the dinosaurs as you trek through time with your family to see amazing realistic dinosaurs and dragons at Discover the Dinosaurs Time Track, January 26th through 28th at the DC Armory. Meet a baby dino, dig for bones, roar like a raptor, test your T-Rex trivia, see a dino skeleton come to life, and visit the Dragon's Realm to encounter mystical life-size dragons. Book tickets now at discoverthedinosaurs.com for this brand new family experience, January 26th through 28th at the DC Armory.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Unlock your career potential in nursing with the RN to BSN program from UMUC. Earn up to 90 credits for your registered nurse license, associate's degree, prior college coursework, and military experience and training. Developed with input from experts, this CCNE accredited program can give you real-world skills to use right away. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is hour two of the Saturday morning update. The shutdown showdown has ended in either the Schumer shutdown or the Trump shutdown, depending on which side of the aisle you sit upon. We are joined by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning. A very late night for Washington.
Yes, I'm not bouncing about and full of vim and vigor this morning. Let's put it that way.
Well, there was plenty of venom and vigor on the Senate floor after midnight. Tell us what happened.
Essentially, it got down to a name-calling contest, with the chief name-calling being done by the chiefs of the party. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. What began in the early evening as the possibility of a convivial bipartisan compromise when Senator Schumer went to the White House and President Trump pronounced their meeting excellent ended with the two leaders of the party in the Senate calling one another names, pointing fingers, and insults flying like shrapnel. I'm not even going to repeat the things they called each other and the blame game that they played. But for anyone who stayed up and watched it, it made one wonder, what's happening to this republic of ours?
John, how much pressure is put upon the negotiators? In other words, there are these meetings with the president and a handful of people. Then those people go back to their respective parties and things change. Is progress made in these meetings with the president, but then when they go back and have to present it to the rest of the troops, it all falls apart? Is that part of it?
That's part of it, because the president has his own agenda, as do the Democrats. And I'll give you an example of this. On Thursday, a White House spokesman told this reporter that the president would never sign a continuing resolution that did not include his immigration reform. And that meant ending the diversity lottery and as well ending the chain migration that have brought so many families and extended families to the United States who had no business coming into this country the way they did. He was very adamant about that. He has to go back then and tell his staff in the White House, this is what I did. The negotiators then take a stand that is, to virtually every Democrat, unacceptable, because it's going to radically change the way immigration is done and make the most comprehensive change in our immigration policy in 53 years. There's not a lot of room to actually compromise on that, other than to finally reach the conclusion to kick the can once again and pass a temporary continuing resolution that keeps the status quo in place until February 16th. By the way, status quo, as Ronald Reagan used to say, that's Latin for the mess we're in.
John, very interesting that five Democrats actually voted for the continuing resolution that would have kept the government in business. Doug Jones of Alabama, of course, the incoming senator, taking over Jeff Sessions' seat. But what's interesting is the other four Democrats, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Joe Manchin III of West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, and Claire McCaskill of Missouri, all face re-election in states that went to Trump in 2016. The four of them voted for the CR.
They certainly did, and I'm only surprised that Sherrod Brown of Ohio didn't vote for it. Of course, Senator Brown had his leading Republican opponent, State Treasurer Josh Mandel, abruptly drop out of the race only a week ago. This gave him cover. At the same time, Senator John Tester of Montana had expected to face a stiff challenge from Congressman Ryan Zinke in the Big Sky Country. Zinke, of course, was taken out of the race by Trump himself when he was named Interior Secretary. It seems as though when people see that they just might go down for the count, they head for the high grass, and that is this vote. Chairman Ronna Romney McDaniel of the Republican Party put out a statement saying Democrats must own the Schumer shutdown. Perhaps in the process she might have recruited candidates in a few other key states so that there was no Schumer shutdown. We'll find out how this plays out in the long run.
All right, John, on the Republican side, voting against the CR, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, Mike Lee of Utah, Rand Paul of Kentucky, and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Help us to understand why those Republicans voted against it.
All right. Mike Lee is one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate. Rand Paul, of course, former presidential candidate and son of Ron, I'm a Libertarian, Paul, are voting on principle completely. They don't like anything that stinks of big government, and they see an opportunity lost that would have brought down the size of government tremendously, hence their two no votes. As for Lindsey Graham, he is a graduate with honors of the John McCain School of How to Get Your Name in Headlines. And very simply, that means taking the Democratic side and being noticed. He lived up to his reputation as a maverick and as McCain's illegitimate son, as the Arizona senator used to introduce him. And finally, as for Jeff Flake, he's leaving right now. He's made one speech where he likened President Trump to the controversial Senator Joe McCarthy, albeit not knowing a lot of the history of the McCarthy era, and most recently he compared him to Joseph Stalin. This was the R-word, revenge, motivating Senator Flake, and certainly his critics are going to say he was accurately named.
We've got more on the shutdown with John Gizzi next. First, a check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley's in the traffic center. James.
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Just getting a report of a vehicle fire northbound on 95. It's right at Virginia 286 at Fairfax County Parkway. Watch for delays through there. Fire truck now en route. Police already on the scene. Reportedly flames still coming from the car. 270 southbound just past the Clarksburg Way Station through Maryland. We're seeing a little bit of a delay from an accident there. That's starting to build. No problems this morning so far on the Beltway Interloop or Outer Loop, or here in the district for that matter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, much warmer than it has been. We'll have sunshine today, up to 55. Clouds tomorrow, high 53. Monday, cloudy, high of 60. 32 now in Washington, going up to 55. 716, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, as does our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. The continuing resolution to fund the government failed on the Senate floor last night. You've seen these in the past. There have been 18 government shutdowns since 1976, most recently a 13-day shutdown during the Obama administration. Mick Mulvaney on Friday, the White House budget director, was saying that the Obama administration weaponized the shutdown and that the Trump administration was not going to see as many services cut back as did happen in the Obama shutdown. What's your assessment of the impact, how this will hit? Because the media is going to be running with this and panicking everybody. What's reality?
Reality is that about 20% of government employees will not be going to work for days, possibly weeks if this isn't resolved, but will in the end get their docked pay all at once. In the meantime, the military will go to do its duty and protect the shores. Servicemen and servicewomen will be paid. Social Security checks will be delivered, and government will run. The only unfortunate side of this is that people who work for the government are in some cases going to be labeled as non-essential government employees. And that can hurt like the dickens. I saw a few people where I live in my neighborhood not going to work, and they hated Ted Cruz. They got their money eventually. They did go back to work after a few days, 16 days to be exact, for the shutdown that precipitated the funding of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. But they hated the senator who pushed it, Ted Cruz of Texas, solely because they were going to be labeled non-essential government employees. And inevitably, we're going to hear the story about the national parks not being open and federal properties being closed to the public. That's the sum of it right there. Now, one more thing on this. As you mentioned, there have been 18 government shutdowns since 1976. The hard truth is of it, as a political reporter, I find that it's the Republicans who generally own the shutdowns. In 1982, Ronald Reagan refused to allow the continuing resolution to go through because he felt that the budget at the time was too fat, and he was blamed for it. Soon, he went along with it, and government went back to work. In 1995, President Clinton refused to go along with the continuing resolution, and government shut down 21 days. His reason was that the newly empowered Republicans controlling Congress had just cut too much in their budget, and eventually they acquiesced to him. But Bill Clinton didn't own the shutdown. The Republicans did. and they never forcefully challenged him again, I might add. Overall, one can say that given the climate, given the national news media's attitude on Republicans and Democrats, and particularly on President Trump, it is very difficult for the blame game not to finally finger a Republican. It'll be especially hard when Republicans control the executive, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. But then again, very few, if any, expected Donald Trump to be in the position he's in now. He's someone who doesn't back down. He's someone who dishes it out as well as he takes it. So we may be in for a little surprises. And remember, sometimes things aren't the same as they just because they happened before.
Hi, John. The obvious question this morning is what happens next?
Well, what's happened next is what's happening right now. This is contemporaneous, Rick. President Trump is apparently not going to make his one-year anniversary celebration of his presidency in Mar-a-Lago. He'll be in his own bedroom in the White House tonight, not at his palatial home in Palm Beach. Similarly, as we speak, Democrats and Republicans in Congress, many of whom spent a sleepless night and are sending out press releases pointing the finger while privately they prepare for a round of meetings to try and come up with something different that just may get the votes they need in the Senate and not alienate the votes that were already there in the House. Maybe there's a possibility that by the beginning of next week, this is going to be over.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you, and we'll be watching your Twitter feed and Newsmax over the weekend for the latest.
All one can say is, stay tuned.
Shut it off, 722, Saturday Morning Update.
Don't miss the hit show Last Band Standing, featuring the grooviest of all hosts, Bruce Campbell, live at the Robert E. Perilla Performing Arts Center, Montgomery College, Rockville Campus, January 26th at 7 p.m. The ultimate test of pop culture and fandom. The only live trivia game show created exclusively for fans. Everyone gets to play. Don't miss Last Band Standing, starring Bruce Campbell, live at the Robert E. Perilla Performing Arts Center. For more, visit montgomerycollege.edu/PAC or call 240-567-5301.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. It's Tuesday, February 6th or Thursday, February 8th. Your choice at Loudoun's Best Fine Dining Restaurant. Consider it an opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be Abe and Shelley's guest, so there's no charge, but reservations are a must. Make yours today by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance, license number 557-877.
/724 is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. A lot of news around Washington today. Steve Burns joins us from the newsroom. First off, it is the Women's March again.
Yes, this is the one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration and also the one-year anniversary of the Women's March that happened right after that. The main event for the Women's March, the organizers tell us, is happening in Las Vegas this year. They moved it there thanks to Nevada's status as a swing state. They say their main objective this year is to get people out to vote in the midterms that are coming up later this year. So that's the main theme. That's why they're holding it in Nevada, to show that a swing state is up for grabs. There is going to be a D.C. event. It's scheduled for 11 a.m. meeting at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. The organizers have taken out a permit for about 5,000 participants. Obviously, that would be a lot smaller than what we had last year.
And one note, last year's march sparked debate over inclusion, with some of the transgender minority women complaining that the event seemed designed for white women born female. Some anti-abortion activists said the event did not welcome them, so they are going to be broadening the scope of inclusion this year.
Yeah, that is something that we saw a big theme last year. Obviously, there was some controversy over some of the political stances that organizers had taken. A lot of people were expecting this to be sort of a wide-open event with kind of not too big of a basis of political objectives here. But obviously, they have taken a pro-choice stance. Yesterday, we had the March for Life. So you run the political gamut on the National Mall this weekend.
All right. Now, if you're on the National Mall this weekend and you want to see the World War II Memorial and the government is shut down, what happens? I remember what happened last time around in 2013,
right,
the Obama years, when they had that shutdown that went on for 16 days. They actually closed open memorials on the mall.
Right. That was one of the enduring images. If you think back to the 2013 shutdown, that's really what stuck in a lot of people's minds, was those barricades that were set up in front of the World War II memorial. And we had the Honor Flight veterans that came in specifically to go to that memorial, found out it was barricaded off, and essentially went around the barricades. And there were some journalists there that took pictures of that, and that really stuck out in a lot of people's minds. Looking to avoid that again this time around, National Park Service says all open-air memorials will be staying open regardless of the government shutdown.
And how about the Smithsonian?
Smithsonian museums are staying open through this weekend. They say if the shutdown lasts into Monday and the coming week, they will close at that point. Same with the National Zoo. In case you're wondering, all the employees that feed the animals there are deemed essential. So there will not be any starving animals at the National Zoo, although they also say they'll close on Monday if the shutdown lasts till then.
And the panda cam gets turned off, too.
Possibly.
Steve Burns, thank you, and we'll hear more from you in a few minutes from the newsroom.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Steve. It is 7:27, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
Coming up on the 7:30 news on WMAL, back after that with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Lots to talk about. The Secretary of Defense, Mattis, announcing a new strategy. We'll talk about that with Tony coming up, and also how he sees the impact of the shutdown on the military. Also, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson,
about the first year of the Trump administration and the media coverage. It's coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The House and Senate will be getting back to work today, hoping to keep the government shutdown limited to just this weekend.
The House is set to gavel in at 9 a.m. Then both House Republicans and Democrats will go their separate ways. They will talk behind closed doors. Then the Senate returns at noon, and that's where the real conversations can begin.
Correspondent Ryan Noble's there. An 11th hour shot at a compromise late last night failed in the Senate when five Republicans, along with most Democrats, voted against it. Hawaii's legislature is holding hearings on what went wrong a week ago when an emergency text message warned residents of a ballistic missile heading to the islands. State Emergency Management Director Vern Miyagi says changes have already been made.
Whenever these drills are done, there will be two people over the computer, or we will use a separate computer in order to do this event.
As to why it took 38 minutes to send out a correction, Miyagi says he thought he needed federal authorization to retract the message. Turns out he did not. Police are arresting two 13-year-olds, a boy and a girl, charged with making bomb threats at middle schools in Alexandria this past week. Hammond Middle School was evacuated on Thursday. Following one of those threats, students were moved to T.C. Williams High School for several hours. As authorities searched the building, nothing was found. Another threat was also made against George Washington Middle School later in the day. Sports Wizards over Detroit 122-112. The Caps fall to Montreal 3-2. In college hoops, St. John's visits Georgetown this afternoon. GW and George Mason both in action as well. We'll get to the latest traffic and weather up next on WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
At 7:33 Saturday morning here on WMAL, we check on traffic and weather first. Back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center we go with James Stanley.
Steve, thank you. And we're seeing delays start to build through Virginia from this car fire on 95 northbound. It's right at Fairfax County Parkway. It's primarily onlooker delays. Fire department got there pretty quickly and got the fire out. Now they've got the issue of several emergency vehicles still on the scene, and that's what's causing the onlooker delays. 270 southbound through Maryland, just past the Clarksburg Way Station. We've still got an accident there off on the right shoulder, just waiting on a wrecker to show up. Beltway Interloop and Outer Loop clear this morning so far. We're moving at posted speeds, and we aren't seeing any major delays here through the district either. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunnies, we head to the mid-50s today, down to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly cloudy, still in the mid-50s. Monday, still overcast, but up near 60 for a high. Tuesday, could see some rain, highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 18 in Gainesville, 26 in Germantown. We're 28 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
It's such a blow to invest. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:38, Saturday Morning Update. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative with the London Center for Policy Research and also one of the advisors on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command, a fascinating documentary premiered last Monday. Tony, great to have you with us. And first off, congratulations on success. A wonderful program. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Sure. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me on. Good to be on, as always.
Well, lots going on, and one of the very cool things about having you on is getting your perspective on these things, and we're going to talk about the FISA issue, the illegal surveillance, the memo out there. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes because you were way out in front on that. But I do need to start off with the shutdown. A lot of talk about it, a lot of talk about the impact on the military. What is reality on that?
Well, the critical functions of the military will continue. I mean, there's just no way that that ever stops. And I was talking to folks at the Pentagon yesterday about this very issue. And, you know, look, we have critical positions which essentially never stop no matter what. and plus other key functions which continue. So, you know, rest assured that despite the fact that we have, again, political grandstanding from the Democrats, this is a point that the president is correct on. They're more worried about the illegal aliens than supporting the defense of the country. The good news is the defense of the country will continue no matter what, and, you know, people will be protected.
Well, one of the ironies there, too, Tony, is the whole narrative about DACA and the Democrats trying to instill fear that the Trump administration is going to deport all of the Dreamers. And I spoke with Mario Rodriguez last night. He's on the Trump Hispanic Advisory Committee. He's with Hispanic 100. And he assures me that the initiative of the Trump administration is not to deport the Dreamers.
No,
so it's just the narrative of trying to rile up the base and play to the base that the Democrats are doing.
No doubt. And I believe that to be true. I mean, there's no way that the federal government's going to deport all these folks. But then again, Rick, as you know, the Democrats always add new things to the discussion. And I think that's what I've heard is going on, is you have the Democrats constantly acting like petulant kids who want one more Twinkie added to the discussion instead of actually doing what they said they were supposed to do. So.
Well, I'm not sure it's a coincidence that the shutdown is taking place on the first anniversary of the Trump inauguration and also taking place on a weekend where there is a huge story that is breaking about FISA surveillance abuse, a classified memo that has been on Capitol Hill. You have to go into a sort of a private secure room to view the memo if you're a congressman. Legislators who have seen it have said, quote, worse than Watergate, quote, reminiscent of the KGB, quote, shocking, quote, smoking gun, and that people will be prosecuted. Now, you talked about FISA surveillance and illegal surveillance back on Fox News March 25th of last year. So this is not a big surprise to you.
No, I had an inkling, and I have sources. And, yeah, look, the bottom line is a lot of us recognized that the Obama administration was unrestrained for two primary reasons, Rick. First, they thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Therefore, they were doing everything they could behind the scenes to include allowing people, and I'll just say the names, people like John Brennan and Jim Clapper, to get out there and do what I believe are going to now come to find were completely illegal and politically explosive support to the campaign, to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Secondly, along that same line, a lot of these guys wanted to make sure that they were going to continue their own personal influence and power in government. And so, boy, that, you know, that siren song of continued power and influence is a very strong call for some people who really don't care, and let me say this again, people who don't support the basic concepts of our democracy, as the Democrats always claim that President Trump does not. So, no, as usual, we've seen everything they've said has been what they were doing. They were the ones colluding behind the scenes, the FBI, the CIA. And again, we're not talking about field operatives. We're talking about simply the political leadership of these organizations. And let me make that distinction clear because, as you know, Rick, here in Washington, we have a great number of federal employees. This is not about the hardworking men and women of the intelligence community, of the law enforcement community, who do their best to protect the nation. This is about the political leaders who took a side, and that side was against the current president.
All right, I want to turn to the new Defense Department strategy. It was announced by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, and the headlines out of that is that the strategy elevates threats from Russia and China over terrorism. Your thoughts?
Yeah, look, we're going in the right direction. We have to recognize that first, as you saw in chain of command, look, we're making good progress against ISIS, I think, with new leadership and new guidance. The Pentagon's been making solid progress against that issue. Long ways from being over, but that's not the thing that's going to be the most significant potential effect against the U.S. people. China clearly is going in a direction where they have said in a lot of their military doctrine they wish to dominate the Pacific Rim. And I've spoken to one of the current chiefs of staff of the Pentagon on this issue, who said basically that he had spoken to the Chinese, and the Chinese basically said, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do. They reflected it in their doctrine, and they're moving in that direction. So that's as the chief of staff said to his Chinese counterpart, that's probably going to be a problem. So it probably is. And the other thing, obviously, is the Russians. The Russians clearly are now reinserting themselves. You're going to see in weeks to come some of the on chain of command, where you're going to see little shadows of the Russians here and there. You're going to see the Russians, for example, in Syria. We have to recognize they are the other nation state which is trying to reassert itself on the world stage. And their long-term goals and objectives may not be compatible with ours. And these are things that I think Secretary Mattis is wisely pointing out that needs to be our focus.
Well, we mentioned chain of command last week, and you have a role as an advisor there on the program. Advising producer. And, right. You know, I watched both episodes on Monday night, and I was just so impressed with the ability that you all had to really put you in the middle of everything. I mean, I've seen news coverage, but this, you really felt like you were there and you really got a perspective and understood, you know, what is going on, not only in the boardrooms at the Pentagon or the conference rooms in the Pentagon, but what's going on the battlefield and the tension and the stress. I mean, I had no idea that virtually any vehicle that approaches a checkpoint could potentially be a weapon.
Yeah. Look, I mean, talk about stress. I mean, this is something people here don't necessarily understand, that you have to treat everything in that environment like it's going to explode badly, especially those cars that come through those checkpoints. And yeah, it was a real human moment to see that, that happen. So the series goes through. And to your point, Rick, the idea has been all along, not to simply show how the chain of command works, although that's important and instructive, is to show what it's like to be a man or woman on the front lines on the war of terror. And you're going to see more. There's more coming. There's some tragedies coming down the road. You know, I think it's mentioned in the series overview that we were with the folks in Africa. In Niger, we were actually covering the team who got ambushed a week before they were ambushed. So this is no small issue. And the whole idea here is to highlight the hard and difficult and simply amazing work that the Pentagon is doing these days to try to win the war on terror. It is no small thing.
Well, another thing I was surprised to see in watching the show was that there is an ISIS stronghold in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right. Yeah, people don't recognize how close some of this really is to home. I mean, as much as I'm always critical of nation building and going and putting military force where there's no clear objective or victory, this is clear. We're fighting a large global evil that is doing everything it can to inculcate itself into every aspect of any nation it can get hold in. Ungoverned space or low governed space is what they're seeking. So, yes, to have something that close to home is notable, and I think you'll all see that they did a great job of documenting everything that's going on in a very fair way.
And a real quick preview of Shoulder to Shoulder, which airs Monday night at 9.
Well, just more, you're going to see more depth about how globally we've gone to different places. You're going to see more of Afghanistan, about the stuff we've been doing there. And again, I've been told I can't give away any secrets, so I have to be careful here. But you're going to see more amazing behind-the-scenes, never-before-seen kind of intimate stuff that you're already familiar with. So please tune in.
Tony Schaefer, advising producer for Chain of Command. Much appreciated, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. 7:48, Saturday Morning Update. James Stanley's in the WMAL Traffic Center. James, what's the latest?
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Just out of Great Falls, if you're headed toward the district, we've got some delays on the Georgetown Pike. Both directions affected around Old Dominion to about Towson. Watch for delays through there. That's a crash. Several emergency vehicles dispatched. That could be a tough one. 95 northbound, right before the Fairfax County Parkway. We still have a right lane taken out with an earlier car fire that's now been put out, but several emergency vehicles still on the scene. Once you get through Newington, though, that's going to open back up. No delays reported. And we still have this crash on southbound I-270 around the Clarksburg Truck Way Station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, it looks sunny with a high of 55, cloudy overnight down to 53, some clouds on Monday, high of 60, 32 right now in Washington, heading to 55. And if you're just joining us this morning and haven't taken a look online or gotten the morning paper, the Senate did not come to a resolution last night, so at midnight, funding for the government stopped. So we are technically under a government shutdown. They are planning to meet on Capitol Hill this morning to continue discussions. And, of course, we will have full coverage throughout the day here on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update today, marking the one-year anniversary of the inauguration of Donald Trump. Cheryl Atkison joins us. She is the host of Full Measure, Sundays at 10 o'clock on ABC 7, and also the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. Cheryl, it is great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again, Rick.
Well, as we look back on this first year of the Trump administration, just I wanted to talk to you about the state of the news media. I mean, you've literally written the book on it. You're talking about it on Full Measure tomorrow. What stands out to you as you look back over this year?
Well, I would say some in the media are even unable to separate their personal feelings from their professional responsibilities. Sometimes when I write about what I call media misbehavior that's occurring, I think particularly under this president, in volumes that has not before been the case among well-respected news organizations, a lot of people go, you're defending Trump. And I'm thinking, how can you not separate criticism of the media's behavior, whether or not we like a president or a politician, we are still supposed to remain fair and impartial and balanced if possible. And that has to be separated from the personal feelings. And I just think too often it's not. It's blurred together, and no one dare say anything about it lest you be accused of defending the president, which is the least popular thing to do in America right now.
Well, you know, you bring that up, and I was going to ask you, you know, you have accidental and honest mistakes, and then you have these stories that come out, unsubstantiated stories. They're from unnamed sources. They turn out ultimately, in some cases, to be false. When you look at that, it plays to what you were just saying about people that have their own sort of orientation and want to put that forward.
Right. I mean, I think if all of the mistakes, 100% of them, the leaks that have contained false information and the anonymous sources that have been wrong, if 100% of them had not been against Donald Trump and a few of them had been on the other side, it might be credible to say, well, we're just sloppy. We've grown very sloppy in our reporting, and we don't take care anymore. But when they're all on one side, you certainly have to, if you're fair-minded, consider the possibility that this is more than just accidental reporting mistakes, the likes of which, really, I've never seen in the number, the sheer number that has happened among formerly well-respected news organizations. And I've heard, you know, some in the media, again, there's some very good reporting. This tends to overshadow some of that. But as far as some of the mistakes among national news organizations that are making basic errors you know not to make in journalism school, there's no excuse for that. Not checking your sources, using sources who have been wrong before but continuing to lie on them and they have agendas, you know, all kinds of things like this. And then a lot of times I hear a defense saying, well, our mistakes are honest and the president's mistakes are not. And I call that in the story we're doing Sunday, the him too defense. It doesn't matter what our reasons are. I think we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to the actor we're covering. We should be comparing ourselves to our ultimate standard, which is, you know, trying not to make mistakes. And quite frankly, I don't think the mistakes in some cases can be accepted as just plain, honest mistakes. But, you know, some of them are too egregious.
I'm just troubled by the number of leaks that come out of the White House or the State Department, wherever. There are leaks everywhere in Washington. It didn't seem to me that there were those kinds of leaks back during the Obama administration. Is that my perception, or is it different now?
Well, I think there are a lot of leaks, and it's going to be hard to get me to criticize leaks because I'm, you know, I guess you have to differentiate politically motivated leaks that are not out to do something to expose a wrong for the good of America, but politically motivated leaks sometimes of incorrect information designed to, you know, sway public opinion. Those are different things. In general, I don't have anything wrong with leaks that help us understand things, but so many of the leaks have been wrong. So whoever these people are relying on are relying on people who clearly have some sort of agenda, and that the media is complying with the agenda and putting out information that is later proven to be completely wrong. And one example that comes to mind is, remember when Donald Trump tweeted that his FBI director Comey had told him three times he was not under investigation? And literally some of the media called the president a liar, though they had no firsthand knowledge of what had happened. It was reported as if a fact by sources that Comey, the FBI director, was going to testify the opposite, was going to prove that Trump was a liar. And when Comey testified under oath, he proved, at least according to him, that Trump was telling the truth. And he said three times he told Trump he wasn't under investigation. How can those stories be so wrong, but the reporters are sometimes so adamant in their, you know, account of what's going to happen based on these sources they have who time and again are proving wrong?
And also want to turn to the war on terror. The United Kingdom is weighing an extreme measure to combat online radicalization. What are they considering?
Well, this is Scott Thoman went to London, and I know we kind of promoted or discussed this story as if it were an extreme measure. But once I saw his story, I don't know that it's extreme. That's sort of a judgment call. What they're doing there, they had four Islamic extremist terrorist attacks in 1 year. And they're trying to figure out, like everybody else, what we can do, you know, to stop this. And a lot of it centers on social media recruiting, as we're told here in the U.S. And it is illegal there for people to download and save terrorist videos. But they're considering a new law or rule that would make it illegal to even view them multiple times. So if you go visit a terrorist video, even if you don't download it and save it, but you look at it enough times, there would be a way to flag you, and you could serve up to 15 years in prison under this proposal, which is not yet implemented, but it's something that shows you how serious they are about, you know, trying to find things they can do to stop this.
Very interesting. That's tomorrow on Full Measure, ABC 7, 10 o'clock, and also on News Channel 8 throughout the day on Sundays. As always, Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
7:56 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and if you were not listening at the top of the show at 6 this morning, we would encourage you to check out our podcast of the Saturday morning update. We had full sound from Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Mick Mulvaney, even Vice President Pence's comments overnight, and we had perspective from Bob Costantini, who has been covering The Hill for decades, and that full coverage would be available on our podcast at WMAL.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much
it takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.